Thank you, my lords. But I fear I spin any more, something will come out of my ears. Oh, no more appetite for dancing. Merely for this handsome man here. As well. By the gods, you're pretty. And the night is young and the wine flows and you smell so nice. Like sea salt and honey cakes and the finest red from the south. I wouldn't know. I've just had a very big glass. Are you happy? Are you happy? 'Tis important to I that you are happy. Because you're my liege lord. And there's that small matter that I adore you and want you to have everything that you want. Sometimes it's a pain, sometimes it's a joy. I love you. And I love being a Lord Sadie and having coin to dispense and shoes to dance in. And occasions to laugh from the belly. Well, when we're in court, I laugh like this. When we're here. Exactly, it comes right down there. It's almost as if here I can be my true self. Not having to worry about Lord So-and-so or Lady Pisspot. I know she should change that. It's very unfortunate. Do you want to dance? Oh, I see. So there was no reason whatsoever that you were boring holes into the back of my skull. I didn't have to see you, I felt you. Sensed you. Well, when one's husband has a penchant for staring at you across a pavilion, one develops a talent for noticing it. I love you. And your jealousy. As foolish as it is. Well, what else would you call it? My darling, I love you. But how on earth does being jealous make sense? You had my maidenhead, and I've given you many, many children. There's nothing to be jealous about. Unless, of course, you enjoy being jealous. Who am I not to indulge my husband? I like to think of myself as a kindly wife. If you enjoy being jealous, my darling, you must go ahead. I like to kiss your face. And stop being so kissable. Very so. You are very kissable. And huggable. Very. Very. Very fuckable. And these are the realities that we must live with. I know, how horrifying. Not a sloppy drunk, I would never do that. Just a merry, hearty, very, very, very relaxed drunk. Nice things happen when you're relaxed. If I recall, I spent a good portion of this morning relaxing you. Well, that's what I tell the children when they ask what we're doing in bed. I say Mama and Papa are relaxing. It's a special kind of grown-up relaxing. I never lie to my children. I merely admit a few details here and there. Decided I'm going to eat you. Very soon. Would you like that? I do like to be eaten. But I like eating you too. I like it when we gorge ourselves. Are people looking? I wouldn't know. I've been looking at you. Gods, no. Now we actually know what we're doing. It was fun to learn. But now we have learned. Knowledge is a wonderful thing. I wish to know. Expand my library of knowledge about what makes you tremble. No one's looking. It's easy for me to say with my back turned to everyone. I highly recommend it. It's liberating. Would you like me to liberate you? I think everyone is far too in their cups to pay attention to us. Well, we could leave. But that would mean abandoning the honey cakes and wine. And so what's-his-face is making a frightfully good show of himself, and I am quite enjoying it from the corner of my eye. Well, we have established we are no longer trembling virgins. Perhaps, with our many years of experience, we could be voyeurs. Part voyeur. Part spectacle. Not that I think anyone will notice. Shall we test my theory? Oh, would this old man prefer to be taken to bed? I know it's past your bed. You're such an easy mark. Sit on you more. I'm not sure that's possible, but I'll do my best. Perhaps you don't mean sit, perhaps you mean move. What a licentious little hogling you are. From the feel of it, somewhere nice. Can you find your way through all those skirts? apparently you can. Just a lady sitting on her lord. Oh, filled with wine, perhaps. But surely not. Not with all these people around. Not when anyone can stop. Ask us if we have no shame. You can't touch my chest. Oh, that's too hot. My dear, you have politicking to think of. This we can get away with. But sucking on my tits might not be the best idea. Obviously about treaties, land negotiation, potential marriage for one of our daughters. Oh, yes. Oh, I agree. Oh, that sounds very sensible, Austin. I'm just very impassioned by the pros and cons of wedding the list this one to the north. It's the devil. How would the devil make you feel this good? Probably. Ha ha ha. finish the line up. Don't worry. I have my cold face on. A few glances. Nothing concrete. What would they think? Such an degenerate. Oh, what a lady. You are the best party. Like an hour or so. Yes, that's it. Oh, I don't think you convinced anyone. My guns will have come. And I reached my heights. And underneath me is the man I adore most. So I couldn't give a fuck. Not bad for an old man. And now we need some more red. And a couple of honey cakes. Oh, I need strength for later. Mm-hmm.